Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, and in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Shoftim, we have 17 psukim. In this Aliyah, we are told that at least two edim are required, two witnesses are required in a Jewish court. We learn the halachos of edim zomimin, people who testify falsely, who receive the punishment which they tried to have imposed upon their innocent victim. This Aliyah also describes the procedures for war. When approaching the battlefield, a Kohen, a Mashuach Milchama, the Kohen addresses the troops, cautions them not to fear the enemy. The Torah then lists different people who do not go to war, such as one who has recently gotten married, recently built a new home, planted a vineyard. In addition, a person who is afraid does not go to battle either. Now, when the Torah in our Aliyah lists the various people who do not go to war, the Torah says in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chet, that the Shotrim would say the following to the soldiers lining up for war. Mi ha'ish ha'yarei, v'rach ha'levav yelech, v'yashov leveito, v'lo yimas et levav echav kilvavo. If there's anyone here who is yarei v'rach ha'levav, afraid or faint-hearted, let that person go home rather than have his cowardliness demoralize the other soldiers. The question is, to whom specifically does that refer? Yarei v'rach halevav, someone who is afraid or faint-hearted. To whom specifically does that refer? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Mishnah in the 8th perek of Masechet Sota. The Mishnah there quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Akiva says that Yarei V'rach HaLevav is to be understood literally. This is a person who is just that. Yarei V'rach HaLevav, afraid of war, and is therefore unable to stand on the front lines with his fellow soldiers. Everyone is a little fearful, I would imagine, but Rabbi Akiva is describing someone who is abnormally so and would demoralize and dishearten others because of that fear, and therefore he must return. We feel bad for that person, but we can't sacrifice the morale and the determination of the other soldiers by having this person serve with them. That is Rabbi Akiva. The Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, seems to understand the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva. He explains that Yarei refers to someone who is afraid of hurting others, whereas Rach HaLevav refers to someone who is afraid of getting hurt themselves. Both are dangerous to have on the front lines, and they must be turned away. Again, that is all Rabbi Akiva, his understanding of what Yarei V'Rach HaLevav means. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili in the Mishnah and Sota understands these words differently. He says that Yarei V'Rach HaLevav refers to someone who is mit Yarei min ha'averot shebiado, someone who's afraid because of any sins that he may have performed. That person, says Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, should indeed be afraid. Hashem protects anyone, but a person who sins may indeed get injured or killed, and that person should turn away from the front lines. And we can ask a question on Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's approach. Unfortunately, everyone sins. Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, in Perek Zayin Pasuk Chaf, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechata. And the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Zayin, tells us that there were only four people in the history of the world who didn't sin. And were it not for the Malach HaMaves and the sin with the serpent, with Adam and Chava, they would not have died. So how can Rabbi Yossi HaGlili tell us that Yarei V'rach HaLevav means that anyone who's afraid due to their sins should not go to war? According to him, no one should go to war. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili does not say that people who are afraid that they sinned should turn around. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili does not say, mit yarei min ha'averot shehu asa. Rather, the language is, Someone who is mityare min haverot shebiyado. His sins that are still biyado, he's afraid of the sins that are still a part of him, still on hand, so to speak. We're aware of the expression, there are no atheists in a foxhole. In other words, most of the time, people who are standing on the front lines about to go to war engage in a tshuva process. Some people engage in deep, profound tshuva. Some people engage in hear hooray tshuva, something. But this person still has averot biyado. This person is so entrenched in his sin that even the fact that he's going to war in a few moments hasn't shaken him out of his habits of sin. That person indeed has much to fear and must turn back. We all make mistakes. However, we also should all work on tshuva. Sometimes we have to move forward and not be burdened, so to speak, by averot shebiyadenu. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.